T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, welcome to another edition of the Mr. Wonderful Meatball Movie Podcast, where today we're going to be talking about the latest movie that I got to see last night for a special screening, American Made, starring Tom Cruise as Barry Seal, who was a former TWA pilot that's recruited by the CIA to provide reconnaissance missions on the communist threat in Central America, but soon finds himself basically in charge of one of the biggest covert CIA operations in the history of the United States. That actually spawned the birth of the Medellin cartel, Pablo Escobar and them, and eventually almost brings down the Reagan White House with the Iran-Contra scandal that happened in the 80s as well. It also stars Sarah Wright as his wife, Lucy Seal, Caleb Landry Jones as JB. There's a good cast here of people, but Tom Cruise is the key to this movie because, I mean, hey, he is the star of the film. And I have to kind of start off this review by saying that Tom Cruise is at his absolute finest in this movie. This is the Tom Cruise of old that we remember. This is the Tom Cruise film that you've kind of probably been hoping for a long time, because it's not the same formula for Tom Cruise. It's not the same studio formula that we saw, which is why he was cast in a film like The Mummy, which is put him in this action film and have him just follow the same beats. It's not that. This is a complete break from what we have seen Tom Cruise been doing over the last, I want to say, 2 decades now. And it's just absolutely so much fun to see him really emerged in the character of Barry Seal, really emerge himself and dive into this role. And I hate to say having fun with this role, because this is a fun movie and it's a funny movie, but I don't know if it's supposed to be fun or funny. I know director Doug Liman definitely wants to portray the humor in it, but you just don't know if you should be laughing at kind of some of the stuff that's going on. And that's how I felt a lot of the times in the movie, is that I was having fun with it, but I didn't know if I should be having fun with this movie, because there's a lot of things about it that are very dark. I mean, it is based on a true story of government corruption across the board, America to Central America to around the world. You're seeing all this government corruption, and it's arms and drug trafficking. I don't know if that's supposed to be the combination for a slapstick comedy. And I'm not saying this is a slapstick comedy. It's still not a slapstick comedy. You just don't realize that you're supposed to be having a lot of fun with the story that's being told. But either way, Tom Cruise is phenomenal in this movie. And I have to say, a lot of this movie is really enjoyable because of the director, Doug Liman, because of the way that he really gets you to feel like you are in that late 70s when the movie begins. You are in that time frame when President Carter is the president of the United States, where we're looking at a very bleak future in America. And then comes the Reagan administration, and it gives you that feel of the 80s and the Reagan administration and the feeling of hope that we started to get in America again under Reagan. But again, it's pulling back the layers of it, and you're seeing the government corruption from the Jimmy Carter days to the Reagan days to what was being done by the CIA and just governments across the board, and you just have fun with it. But it's fun because of the way that the director handles this movie and handles each and every situation and handles every scene. And I think the quick editing of this movie as well is a big thing, because this movie has a lot of quick edits. At times, there were times where I thought I was watching an Edgar Wright film because of how quick the scenes were moving and how quick the editing was being done. And it wasn't a bad quick edit. That's the good thing. It was good quick editing that helped move the story along. So for instance, there are parts of this movie that are bad and are not enjoyable and are just kind of there. But those scenes are done so quick and so fast that you're in and out. But on the opposite side of things, the good scenes that are really fun, that you really kind of are enjoying, are just as quick and just as fast moving. So the film moves along. So you really, at no point in time do you actually feel like you're wasting time in the movie, which is, I'd say, a very big success, because after Tom Cruise's The Mummy, I felt like I wasted an hour and 40 minutes of my life. With this, it's just about 2 hours long, but you don't even feel like you've been there for that time frame. It's comes in at about an hour 55 or so. Total runtime, but you don't feel like you've been there for that whole time. It moves. It's constantly moving. It's keeping you going. And the bad stuff is in and out. The good stuff is in and out. And the story keeps going and going and going. And Tom Cruise just remains this charismatic character throughout the entire film. But I gotta say, as a movie on a whole, this is an enjoyable experience at the theaters. And it's a hard movie to explain as well, because it is a very convoluted plot. I think that's what also helps with the quick editing, because it is an all over the place kind of jumbled plot. So the quick editing and keeping it moving kind of keeps it moving. I mean, we start in like 1977, and then the next thing you know, we're in 1985 or 86, and then you're back in like 1980, and then you're in 82, and then it's a little all over the place, but it's not actually all over the place. It all makes sense if you see it. It's just a hard... it's a hard movie to explain to people, though, and it's a hard movie to sell, because, I mean, basically we're saying, hey, here's a true story that you're not going to believe about stuff that the CIA did and a TWA pilot was involved with. But that's what should be the draw, because this is so... I don't even think anybody in their wildest dreams could have sat down one day and said, I'm going to make a movie and this is what the movie is going to be. Just coming up with it out of their head. That's what makes this movie so insane, is that it seems like something that's so far-fetched that would be made into a movie and would be done by Hollywood, but it's actually based off of a true story. So it's a good time at the movies. It's a fun movie for such a dark concept at times. It is fun. It is humorous. The director as well does a fantastic job. The cast is phenomenal as well. I didn't really know much about Sarah Wright going into this, but I loved her as playing the wife to Tom Cruise, playing Lucy Seal. I loved her in that role. I thought that she did a great job. She was bossing Tom Cruise around in the movie, and it was just fun to see. But either way, an enjoyable film. Definitely one that I think is worth checking out. Is it worth checking out in theaters? I'd say yes, but if you miss it, it's okay. You're not going to be bothered by the fact that you missed it. But it is a good movie. It is an enjoyable film. Definitely give this 3.5 out of my 5 meatballs. And definitely think that you should check it out at some point in time. If you don't rush out this weekend, that's okay. But maybe check it out week 2, week 3, before it leaves the theaters. But if you don't see it by the time it leaves the theaters, give it a rent. Give it a check out on digital download. It's definitely worth the watch, because it's definitely a film that's going to educate you, show you some things. And again, you're going to laugh and you're fully going to love Tom Cruise. You are going to love Tom Cruise in this movie. It is. And I'm not the biggest Tom Cruise fan. I basically sway on Tom Cruise back and forth. But this is a movie where I went, this is why Tom Cruise was such an amazing actor and is an amazing actor. There you have it, the review for American Made. If you plan on seeing the movie, leave your comments in the section below. If you have seen the movie and you want to disagree with my review, please leave your comments in the section below. Or if you want to share your review, leave them in the comments section below. Or you could tweet me all the time at Wonderful Radio. Until next time, enjoy the movies.
We we really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.